Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Hand over your heart, deep breath in, and repeat after me. I know who I play for. Today, we're diving into how to keep building, sowing, and thriving, even when things feel shaky. We'll explore the law of compensation. What you give out, even in uncertainty, returns multiplied. Let's anchor in Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. There's a time to sow, even when the soil feels dry. The Bible promises, if you don't give up, your harvest will come. Let's get practical for a second. Because when I'm growing businesses, most people focus on is the outside, the brand, the buzz, the likes, the look. But real business is built behind the scenes. This is where automation comes in. You can't scale if you're chasing every lead by hand or reinventing your processes every single time. Now, who would have thought automation could be something spiritual? But here's the truth. Setting up your systems, nurturing relationships, following up, that's faith in action. That's you telling the universe, I believe in my harvest, so I'm preparing for it. Automating your blessings is just another way of sowing source. You're ready for overflow. The real multiplication happens in the invisible, in your automation, the follow-up emails that nurture a lead into a lifelong client, in your onboarding, the way you welcome someone after the sale, set expectations, and build trust, in your nurture, the touch points that happen after someone pays you when most businesses disappear. And here's what separates the successful from the stressed out. It's the quiet, consistent systems, the thank you messages, the check-ins, the extra mile after the applause has faded. It's the part of business that doesn't get a standing ovation, but always brings the harvest. Spotlights are for show. Systems are for harvest. Applause fades, but automation pays. And then there is music, TV, and film world. There are projects and deals that have taken years before a single dollar comes through. Sometimes right now, I'm managing somebody's career, putting in long hours, believing in them and their vision, all before there's any exchange of money. But there's always an exchange. My belief in their potential and their belief in my ability to help them build something real. The law of compensation always starts with a seed, often belief, energy, faith, or time. Money is just one of those fruits. And here's what I see every day. So many people want to be in the spotlight after you get things popping. They want to ride your wave, but weren't there in the planting or the watering. That's why many miss their blessing. The law of compensation is not just about instant payback. It's the certainty that every seed you plant of belief, wisdom, support, or action will be harvested somewhere, sometime, even if it's not in the field you thought. You might sow in one place and reap in another. You might invest years in someone, a business, or a dream before the results show up. And sometimes the reward comes from an entirely different direction. That's why I keep sowing, keep showing up, and keep giving because I know who I play for and I know that Source never forgets a seed. So don't let the delayed harvest make you doubt the law. Your return is guaranteed. You just have to keep building, keep believing, and keep trusting in the process. And always, in all ways, I know who I play for. So let's zoom out and take a look at this from a higher perspective. Again, the Bible tells us, and let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And again, that was Galatians 6:9. Sometimes well-doing is not what the world claps for. It's the steady, faithful, behind-the-scenes work, planting seeds, automating your nurture, following up when nobody's watching, serving when nobody's shouting your name. This is where the metaphysical laws echo the biblical truth. Florence Scovel Shinn says, cast your bread upon the waters and it returns multiplied. She means that whatever you put out, energy, support, systems, belief, always comes back. Sometimes in ways you couldn't imagine. Neville Goddard reminds us, you are always planting seeds by your assumptions, by your actions, by your faith. Every assumption, every effort is a cause. The universe will deliver the effect. And let's not forget Abraham Hicks. The universe responds to your vibration and consistency, not your frantic hustle for attention. Here's the connection to the story. Every system you set up, every touch point you automate, every behind-the-scenes moment of care is a form of well-doing. It's the invisible good seed you plant. You may not see the return right away. You may not get the applause or viral attention, but those seeds are alive, working under the surface, and they will bring you a harvest, sometimes from places you'd never expect. Business, like faith, is about continuing even when there's no evidence yet, trusting that in due season you will reap if you do not faint. So yes, automation is spiritual. Every time you prepare for overflow, nurture someone beyond the first transaction, or sow belief before a dollar is in hand, you're activating both the law of compensation and Galatians 6:9. Don't grow weary. Don't stop sowing. Keep building, behind the scenes and in the light, because Source always remembers the seed. And always, in all ways, I know who I play for. Let's take a few moments to get really honest with ourselves. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Now let it out. First, your invisible efforts. Where in your business or life are you putting in energy that isn't always seen or immediately rewarded? What systems or acts of nurture, follow-up, automations, check-ins, care after the sale are you sowing right now, even if nobody's clapping for it? Next, faith in the unseen. Can you recall a time where a seed you planted, maybe a kind word, an automated touch point, a belief in someone, came back to bless you in an unexpected way? How did it feel to be rewarded for well-doing that was never on display? Next, let's talk about delayed harvest. Are there any areas in your life or business where you're feeling discouraged because the results haven't shown up yet? How can you shift from frustration to faith, trusting that in due season you will reap if you faint not? And then let's talk about the spiritual systems. What's one behind the scenes system you could put in place or improve that would make your clients, team, or loved ones feel even more valued even after the main event is over? How does it feel to think of automation and nurture as a spiritual practice, not just a business strategy? Now let's affirm and anchor, you know, write it, say it out loud, or meditate on these affirmations. I trust that every seed I plant is working on my behalf when I can't see it. My behind the scenes work is powerful, valued, and blessed. I don't stop sowing just because the harvest hasn't shown up yet. My systems, nurture, and follow-up are sacred. Source sees it all. I know who I play for, and I keep building in faith. And then there's the unseen harvest. Close your eyes and picture yourself standing in a wide open field at dawn. The soil is rich, and you see yourself planting seeds, each one glowing with energy. Feel the peace that comes from knowing every seed is counted, every act of service remembered. Imagine sprouts breaking through the ground, some near, some far, from some seeds you've planted seasons ago. Let gratitude rise as you realize your harvest is coming, and it will be more abundant, more beautiful, and more multiplied than you could have planned. Now let's take a deep breath. Let this knowing settle in your bones, because when you're ready, bring this faith with you into every system, every follow-up, every moment you give, seen or unseen. Okay, now let's really get into this affirmation and guided visualization. So take a deep breath. Let it out. Let's lock these truths into your spirit. If you're able, close your eyes. Feel the support of your seat, the ground beneath you, solid, steady, holding you up. Place your hand over your heart and breathe in the belief that every seed you plant, every act of faith, every act of service, every system you build is working for your highest good. Picture yourself walking through a vast, fertile field just as the sun rises. You have a basket filled with glowing seeds. With every step, you plant a seed into the earth, one for every client you've nurtured, every email you've sent, every promise you've kept, every belief you've sown into someone's life. Feel the peace and satisfaction of knowing your work is sacred, even if nobody sees it. Now, repeat after me, or let these words echo within you. I trust the law of compensation. Every seed I plant will multiply. My behind-the-scenes work is spiritual, powerful, and divinely noticed. Automation is faith in action. I prepare for abundance with every system I create. My service does not need an audience to be valuable. I nurture my clients, my dreams, and my vision, knowing my harvest is already on the way. I do not grow weary in well-doing. I trust my season will come. Every seed I plant, seen or unseen, will return multiplied in perfect time. I know who I play for, and I never stop sowing. Now, as you stand in your field, imagine looking up to see green shoots breaking through the ground, stretching towards the sun. See that some of them have grown really quickly. Some are just beginning, and some planted long ago are bursting forth right when you need them the most. Feel the joy, the relief, and the gratitude of knowing your unseen efforts are about to bless you beyond what you can imagine. Breathe it in. Trust the process. Let yourself walk forward, feeling supported, faithful, and ready for the overflow. Remember, what you do behind the scenes matters. Every system, every follow-up, every act of faith is a seed, and Source never forgets a seed. It doesn't matter if nobody claps for the thank you note, the nurture sequence, or the years you've invested before the money shows up. What matters is your faithfulness in the small things, your willingness to build even when nobody's watching, and your belief that your harvest is guaranteed. Don't let a delayed harvest fool you into giving up. Don't grow weary in your well-doing, because in due season, you will reap. If this episode helped you see your work or your business in a new light, join our community at healthyhappywholerich.com. Download your affirmations, share your story, and surround yourself with other builders, sowers, and visionaries who understand the spiritual side of systems and success. Say it with me. Always, in all ways, I know who I play for. Stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. See you next time. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.